Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
I was thinking about how you could get away. How long could you get away with being a grifter? Somebody who takes advantage of other people. I know it's not in my nature to do that. We've all probably done it a time or two, but it didn't feel good. Number one. And number two, you knew you couldn't sustain it. Whether you were lying at a nightclub with some girl you met, you know, just trying to, you know, get a quick lay or whatever you want to call it. Okay, fine. But if you go back to the nightclub, the reputation gets around that he doesn't own the Ferrari. The place he took you to was borrowed from a buddy or something like that. It doesn't take long before the lie it circulates and people go, he's trifling. That's what we used to say. He's trifling. She's trifling. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to right now. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. How long could you lie? There are people who are professionals at it, but there are very few. I mean, they make movies about them. These people that do the long con, I've told a few stories where I've met these types of people. This one guy, I remember his name was Troy. I met him in a nightclub. He was a white dude, the only white dude, one of the only white dudes at a black nightclub, sitting with a bunch of brothers. And anyway, he buys me a drink. And that was the beginning of his grift on me. He buys me a drink. And I say he buys me a drink because what's funny about it is I ended up buying the drink for myself. Yeah, he tells the waitress, hey, buy him a drink. Comes over. I'm like, what are you doing? Buy me a drink. He's like, man, you look like a cool brother. What I look like was a mark. I look like a mark. Long story short, later on that evening, he tells me, hey, I got lucky, but I'm out of money. Can you help me get enough money to get a hotel room? Because I got lucky with this woman he met at the club. I'm like, yeah, whatever, man. I'm happy I met the little British, because he was a British accent. He talked like this. Hey, my name's Troy. And I was like, oh, pretty cool. I'm across from the pond, man, just having a good time here in America. It's like, oh, so I wanted to show him American hospitality. So it was like $35 to get him a hotel. I was like, yeah, yeah, no problem. So I give him $35. For all I know, he and the girl were in on a scam. And it took me probably five or six weeks to figure him out. But here's what I will tell you. Every time we got together, he nickeled and dimed me. He was like, hey, I need $5 for this. I'm like, yeah, man, I left my wallet to get some cigarettes. And it was cool because he was my little friend from Britain. Have you ever wanted to help a little stray cat or stray dog or whatever? Wouldn't you expect the same type of hospitality if you were to go to Britain and go, hey, I lost my wallet, I lost this. Do you think people would help you? Probably, but how long could you run the con? Well, Dan, who Troy happened to be living with, I never met him, but Troy asked me to come over to Dan's place. I go to, because we were going to go go to the Cotton Bowl. It was a big game at the Cotton Bowl. And we're going to go to this game. He says, we're special guests of the governor. And I'm looking at the game start on my TV, and I'm like, Troy, I'm calling. When are we going to the game? He says, come by the place. I'm sorry, I overslept. I got drunk. Went to the place. I thought it was his place. It was a wreck. And he says, oh, he goes, I overslept, man. I party too much. Let's just forget it. Whatever. Now, I'm geared up to go be the governor's guest at the Cotton Bowl game that year. So to make up for it, he comes out of his room. He tosses me this kind of cool shirt, and he says, this looks like it'll fit you. It doesn't fit me anymore. And he tosses me this shirt. Long story short, folks, it was Dan's shirt. So by now, he knows it's running its course. So he leaves. He says he's out of town. He calls me up one night at 2:00 in the morning and says, hey, Kev, this is Troy. No longer with the British accent. I'm really an undercover investigator. I've been on blah, blah, blah. And I'm stuck in Boston. I need, $100. Can you send me $100? Now, I don't know how many people he made this call to. But at this point, I know he's not legit. So I go, yeah, man, no problem. Go to the nearest time, Western Union. Western Union, it'll be waiting for you. You think I sent that money? No. Haven't heard from him since. So his con worked for 4 or 5 weeks. But that was about it. Let me ask you this. Would you want to do that? Would you want to recycle every 4 or 5 weeks? Maybe you could stretch it out to 6 months, then have to relocate and do it all over again with new people. I mean, unless you got more time and I don't know what else to call it, on your hands than I do, I wouldn't want to do it. I wouldn't want to wake up every day having to remember what lies I told people. What persona am I in today so I can get this extra 10, 15, 20 bucks or whatever it may be, or stay a little longer at a place or whatever, never having anything of your own? When does it catch up? Would you do it? The thing I'm trying to tell you is I might do it for a night when I was younger because, you know, as I said, you trying to impress some girl in a pub somewhere in Britain, but I'm not long term. The con doesn't work. And you finally get to the point where you say, short term, the con doesn't work. Forget about it. Just be, enjoy being who you are, because that's who you're going to wake up with the next day, is whoever you are. Better to learn who that person is quickly than to wait 30, 40, 50 years. I'm going to tell you right now, I wonder what Troy's doing, if he's not dead. Why am I talking about all this? I'm telling you, the writing is on the wall for leftists, whether they know it or not. In some cases, they're going to come to their own revelations. They're going to discover themselves to be Troys. They're going to go, you know, I'm a fraud. I'm a fake. And I don't deserve the things that I do, that I get, that I acquire. I don't earn them. I'm a fake. I'm a fraud. My friends don't really know who I am. My business partners don't really know who I am. My mate doesn't really know who I am. And I could go on. The same is true with everything that leftism touches, whether it's their politicians or whether it's their media or whether it's their social media, whatever. Every single day, hundreds of thousands, certainly tens of thousands of leftists wake up to a reality that they're living a lie. That their lives, the way they've constructed them, don't allow them to be genuinely who they are. I'm going to segue this into the media in just a second, because CNN is rumored to be making changes. They've got a new boss. His name is Chris Light. And he's supposedly evaluating talent. I use that term loosely at CNN. And when we come back, we're going to talk more about how CNN is beginning to confront its lies, Disney confronting its lies, and many others. Keep it here.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. 800-860-4614. That's 800-860-4614.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. 800-296-1259. That's 800-296-1259.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
On the wall for the leftist liars, skanks, and scumbags. It's just a fact. You can't carry this thing too far enough to make it worth your while. It's over. And by the way, they've done a masterful job of keeping this ruse going. Multiple ruses happening simultaneously. One of my friends, he says to me all the time, leftists act as if they're the most philanthropic, the most loving, caring, you know, tolerant people on the planet, and they're quite the opposite. Well, you know who's starting to come to these realizations? Other leftists. Elon Musk made the comment the other day. He says, I used to think that when I was a Democrat, I was on the side, I was fighting for the little guy, I was fighting for the righteousness. It's not the case. He realizes that we're the ones on the right who have been fighting for righteousness. I guess there wasn't a big enough clue in the word righteousness. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson here, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. CNN's new boss, Chris Licht, is evaluating whether personalities
and programming that grew polarizing during the Trump era can adapt to the network's new priority to be less partisan. This is an article that I forget where it was, but it was in a big publication. It says, why it matters. If talent cannot adjust to a less partisan tone and strategy, they could be ousted. Three sources familiar with the matter told Axios. So it's an Axios article. Licht wants, or liked, I think, isn't it? Licht, L-I-C-H-T, wants to give personalities that may appear polarizing a chance to prove they're willing to uphold the network's values so that they don't tarnish CNN's journalism brand. I'm sorry. I get a laugh when you put journalism and CNN in the same sentence. Says, for on-air talent that includes engaging in respectful interviews that don't feel like PR stunts. For producers and bookers, that includes making programming decisions that are focused on nuance, not noise. Between the lines, they say CNN's tone became more partisan and combative during the Trump era under the leadership of former CNN president Jeff Zucker. Recall, Jeff Zucker is the guy who violated his own rules, you know, messing around with some woman at his job and ultimately got ousted. And he presided over some of the worst years of CNN. I mean, if you were going to look at CNN during the fake news era, Jeff Zucker is the face you should put on it. They say to conservative critics, some on-air personalities like Jim Acosta and Brian Stelter have become the face of the network's liberal shift. I don't use the word liberal to describe them. They're leftist. It says, Licht doesn't want to necessarily shy away from personality programming, especially in prime time, but he wants to ensure that partisan voices don't dominate in a way that harms CNN, according to a source. Now, let me say this, and I've told this story before. When I got hired at Fox News, Roger Ailes said to me, Kevin, he goes, mega talent, we're happy to bring you into the Fox family. He goes, but just remember one thing, respect the brand. Always did. I didn't say I'm going to change who I'm. What I remember saying to Roger is I absolutely respect the brand, and I appreciate that the brand is respecting me. In other words, you know what you're getting. I'm not changing because you go respect the brand. I would never. When he says respect the brand, here's the way I look at it. If somebody had said to me at the time, well, Kevin, Fox News is, I would say Fox News is entitled to do business the way that they do it. As a contributor to Fox News, I appreciate that they recognize the talent that I bring to the organization, and I will do my best to uphold the standards of the organization. In other words, I'm not going to throw Fox News under the bus as long as they aren't throwing me under the bus. And I told you guys, when I got fired from Fox News, I made a statement and said, Fox News is entitled to hire and fire whomever they want. So don't expect a negative comment from me. And I got contacted by everybody. Okay, your chance to hammer them. I mean, all the leftist guys wanted me to throw people on the bus. Man, that Megyn Kelly, that Jill Riley. You know, they wanted me just to go dish some dirt. I said, you're not going to get any dirt here. No comment or understand. Here's my only official comment. Fox News can hire and fire anyone that they choose. They've exercised that option with me. End of story. And in a couple places, I told them, I think it's their mistake. I certainly stand by my comments, but they're entitled to do what they want to do. You know, I'm employed because they feel that either you like what I do or you don't. If you no longer like it, no problem. But it's when they said that they found my comment reprehensible, that's when I went after them. And I said, okay, so it wasn't enough that you just said, we've let Kevin go, and you end it there. You want to go jungle. So I said, well, I tell you what, Ed Henry hanging out with strippers and hookers while he's married, and Jesse, what's his face? I don't even know his last name, but you know who I'm talking about, little smug dude. used to do stuff for O'Reilly. They seem to love. This is a dude who was sleeping with his producer while his wife is taking care of their children. But you say my actions are reprehensible. Charles Payne, who I didn't mention at the time, while his wife had brain cancer, he's screwing around with some little harlot from Georgia. So, really? My tweet about lying skanks is what took, was reprehensible? By the way, there are other things I could tell you about Fox, too. You know, forget, I mean, O'Reilly, you know, because he got fired over it, and, you know, they railroaded him out. But there's, let me just tell, trust me, there's a lot more that I know about Fox in terms of impropriety or actions other people may find reprehensible. So the idea that I tweeted the truth about the Kavanaugh accusers and you're going to say my, so Kevin Jackson tweeting the truth is reprehensible. That's when I took the gloves off. And that's why I call them Fox News. Because I don't give a crap about them. I don't care if I'm ever back on. There are people, Kevin, you should go back on. I don't care. As far as I'm concerned, they're just as fake as anybody else. And any management team who would jettison somebody that brought the level of insight, I mean, I could tell you, I could give you accolades of people saying, this guy is the most prepared of anybody we bring on this program. That was from Megyn Kelly. That was from Bill O'Reilly's team. And I could go down the list. I did not disappoint on Fox. When you put me in that chair, I was going to deliver. Anyway, enough about that. So they CNN and their parent company, Warner Brothers, Warner Brothers Discovery, are apparently all getting woke. And they said Licht and Warner Brothers Discovery CEO David Zaslav haven't been shy about their goal of dialing back on partisan alarmist programming in favor of traditional journalism. Say, we are truth tellers focused on informing, not alarming our viewers. That was a note that they sent out. I got to leave it there.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Let's be honest, it is a smokescreen for Democrats to push their radical agenda.
House Minority Leader from California, Kevin McCarthy, pouring cold water on the House January 6th committee, which will be holding their first primetime public hearings about the Capitol riots tonight. The congressman continues,
"From the beginning, the Select Committee refused to investigate the real circumstances that led to the riot, including the lack of security around the Capitol."
European nations are joining together to provide more humanitarian aid for Ukraine. The latest package comes out of 205 million euros, or $220 million. An EU Commission spokesperson noted this brings the total EU aid up to nearly 350 million euros. Thanks for listening. We are USA Radio News. First-time claims for unemployment benefits are rising. The Labor Department says 229,000 Americans sought benefits last week. That's an increase of 27,000 from the previous week's revised total. The largest increase in claims for the week that ended May 28th happened in Mississippi, California, and New York. A man has been charged with attempted murder of a Supreme Court justice after he was found with weapons outside Justice Brett Kavanaugh's home. He allegedly told law enforcement he wanted to kill Justice Kavanaugh. Senate Minority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, says some prominent Democrats incited hysteria over the illegally leaked draft decision from the Supreme Court that suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade.
"First, they use reckless rhetoric. It helps fuel the dangerous climate. Then they refuse to do their jobs and address the problem."
This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
I gotta tell you, every time I hear, I watch the commercials and they, "We're so diverse. Look at us with our diversity. Diversity, diverse." It's a dirty word. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. It's a dirty word because we're already diverse. And it's almost like somebody saying, "Well, we could just be more diverse, and let's just be more and more diverse, and diverser, and diverse." And I'm going, look, folks, every time I go somewhere, you know what I see? Diversity. I don't care if it's a room full of white people. You know what I see? Diversity. I see people who all have wants and needs, and none of them are the same. And even if you're in a room full of so-called white people, I will make you some guarantees. See, this is the way, maybe this is why Roger thought I was such a smart guy, Roger Ailes of Fox News, or maybe this is why Justice Thomas says, "Kevin, you're one of the brightest guys for synthesizing things." Because I only will report the facts. And here are the facts. There's not a white person on the planet that is the same color as another white person. Not one. So, I don't care how many white people are there. By the way, just for the clarity's sake, white people don't outnumber other people. There are many, many more Africans, Muslims, and Chinese than there are white folks. But let's just pick on white people for a while. Here's what I will tell you. In all of Scandinavia, even twins do not have identical white color. Not one of you. Not a single spot on your body is the same identical color as another spot on your body or another spot on another white person's body. You are that diverse. Now, we lump you into white. We even call Castilian Spaniards white people. They're not white. They're Caucasian. They're not white or Caucasoid or however you define it. But at the end of the day, none of you, not a single one of you is the same color. And here's another shocking revelation coming from the Kevin Jackson Network, and specifically Kevin Jackson. None of you have the same wants or needs. None of you. You could say, "I'm hungry." Well, to what degree? It's not the same hunger that I feel right now. Or maybe I'm not hungry at all. You don't have the same wants.
Kevin, we all have universal needs for, you know, food, clothing, and shelter.
Yeah, guess what? Everybody has that. You want to talk about something that unites us? I just gave it to you. We all want food, clothing, shelter. I will even go as far as to tell you, we all want relationships, good quality relationships.
Even serial killers have a good relationship with somebody. We all want love. We want laughter. We want all the human emotions that come with it. So those are the things that we can absolutely, I can say with absolute you know what I'm trying to say. You know the thing. Anyway, I can say absolutely. We all want something that satisfies us, which is why the forefathers in our Constitution wrote about life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Those are the three things that they call inalienable rights, things that are indisputable. But you know what the left does? They say, dismiss the Constitution. Let's not focus on the things that we all pursue. If we all looked at each other and said, let's define our happiness quota. You know, in other words, that's the way we measure. And when we see somebody unhappy, we say, you know what? How do we figure out how to make you happy? Here's what you'll learn. It isn't about color. It isn't about their sexuality. It's about accepting them as a human being. That's how you're going to make a person the most happy. When you listen to them, when you, you know, confide in them and you build a relationship, that's when you're making people happy. It isn't about the yachts they drive. Oh, I'd like to have a really nice car. Well, what kind of car would you like to have? Because your definition of really nice car may be very different than mine. I learned this through my friend Piero, who gets cars for the super wealthy, and he goes out and finds cars that are worth $5 to $10 million. And I'm going, I didn't even know they made cars that cost that. He goes, oh, yeah. Because I asked him one day, I go, what's the most fancy car? And he gave me the name of a car, and I'm like, I don't even know what that is. It was Greek. I had to go look it up on my phone. What is this? Yeah, he goes, but Kevin, they only make two a year, or you know, there's only this. Well, okay, I didn't know what it was. A $5 million car. So, my happiness would be, can I get the new Tesla that's going to go 2.90 to 60? That's my definition of happy. So it's all relative. But what do? We focus on all this other stuff. Anyway, I say all this to go into Wells Fargo and this story about them. Because we put in all these, okay, you've got to hire a certain amount of black people. You've got to hire a certain amount of Guatemalan midgets or whatever it is. And it's all just useless, trivial drivel. Why should I have to hire somebody that I don't want to necessarily hire? Why can't I just hire the best person for the job? Isn't that the way we should do it? I mean, can I just hire someone who comes to my job happy to do the job? Is that okay? Anyway, Wells Fargo is going to pause what they call a controversial hiring policy that a former executive said led to women and people of color being offered fake job interviews, as well as a way of boosting the bank's diversity credentials. So here's what I'm telling you. What Wells Fargo did was, in order to conform to the BS nonsense that I've got to have a certain number of blacks or you know, Latinos or Asians or women or whatever, they fudged the numbers. Remember when Volkswagen fudged their EPA mileage because they had to meet some goal that they felt like was, at least at the time, was impossible to meet. They couldn't get cars off the lot. So they're like, look, just fudge it. Well, this is a company that says, you know, look, we can't meet this, but we're not discriminatory. So fudge the numbers. Just set up fake interviews. Just get us through the paperwork of it. Now, let me ask you, is Wells Fargo any more racist than they were before? Any less racist? No, they're the same company. Nobody gives a crap about Wells Fargo and its diversity program. When you go to a Wells Fargo, one of my banks is Wells Fargo. I don't walk in there. I wonder if they have taken care of that diversity issue today. But while I go in here to get this check cashed, I just go in and get my check cashed. Or to give my money back or whatever. I'm not there to wonder how woke you are. And I want you to understand, Wells Fargo is spending money, wasting people's time. If I were a stakeholder in Wells Fargo, I would say to you, why are we even trying to comply with this nonsense? You're putting together a program to go look for
you know, minorities and you know, gender, whatever specific people. And what's that got to do with banking? What's it got to do? I don't know how much money they've spent, but they're spending money on this issue. It has nothing to do with their business.
Well, it'll help us in the long run.
Why? Because is a loan officer being black versus white, is that really going to make a difference? You know what I want when I go into a loan officer? Let me tell you what I want. I want somebody happy to do their job, and I want somebody who knows what the heck they're doing. I don't care anything else about them. New York Times reported the story citing an internal memo sent by Wells Fargo's CEO, and the memo was confirmed. Charles Schwarf told the staff that the bank's diverse slate policy has been suspended for several weeks to give leaders time to make necessary improvements and to, quote, fully understand how the guidelines should work. Policy required at least half of the candidates interviewed for positions paying above $100,000 to come from, quote, diverse backgrounds. Anything over 100K, you got to find enough people to qualify to do that. And they're going, we don't have the pool of people who qualify. I don't know. You know, 100K used to be a lot of money. It's not anymore. But it is a benchmark of, okay, you got to know a little more than average. This ain't flipping burgers. And apparently, they can't find enough people. I don't think it's from a lack of trying. I don't think it's because Wells Fargo is like, well, listen here. We ain't going to have these black folks, these colored people in here. We Democrats. We leftists. We don't cotton to that nonsense. They going to come in here. They going to pick cotton. They going to serve us. But we ain't going to have none where you go over $100,000. Yeah. Democrats. Said several current and former bank staffers said they'd been directed to interview or arrange interviews with people of color and female candidates for roles they knew were already full. They suspected that this was partly due to the bank to show a record of its diverse hiring efforts. See, it's A for effort. Hey, I have a solution. Hey, black people, black women, Asian women, Latino women, men, midgets, whatever. How about you go out and actually get qualified for the job and then go in and interview? It's really that simple. The world is your oyster.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you're living with diabetes and using insulin, you know the pain of pricking your fingers over and over again. Ouch! Well, by wearing a small remote device called a continuous glucose monitor, or CGM, you can reduce the pain of pricking your fingers. If you administer insulin 3 or more times per day, or use an insulin pump, call now and learn how a CGM can help you.
Painless. No more pricking my finger.
No finger pricks.
Convenience. They delivered it free, and they took care of all the paperwork.
You can reduce pain right away. Plus, it's accurate, easy to use, and helps you spend more time in range. And if you have insurance, you can get a new CGM at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Call now and get free shipping of your new CGM. Plus, we'll bill your insurance for you. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. 800-432-8150. That's 800-432-8150.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Folks, whether you know it or not, we win more battles than you can even shake a stick at every single day. There's not enough news and not enough time for me to bring you all the news that showcases us winning. Kevin Jackson, so you're listening to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, 844-551-8255. Winning, 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 and winning big. Winning big. Fed up San Francisco voters ousted their progressive district attorney on Tuesday, a recall election. Winning. Folks, did you hear why I said San Francisco?
the city that you stopped visiting, the city that must be reeling from the lack of tourism, from the scam of WooFlu, from the scourge of former mayor of San Francisco turned governor of California, Gavin Newsom, from the policies of Nancy Pelosi and other leftist Democrat politicians who have done nothing but turn one of America's crown jewel cities into a crap hole, an urban crap hole. You are more likely to step on a hypodermic needle or dog poop, no, or take that back, human poop, than you are to enjoy the sights and sounds and certainly no longer the smells of San Francisco. Yeah, you didn't leave your heart in San Francisco anymore. You left your soiled shoes in San Francisco because they probably didn't want them on the plane. I left my heart in San Francisco. Man, what would they be singing about today? Yeah. Unbelievable what a scummy, crappy place that place is now. The recall effort against Chessie Boudin, a former public defender. The public defenders are the worst. Son of convicted Weather Underground terrorist, was supported by, you ready people? Dun, 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 dun. 61% of the voters in early returns. San Francisco has gotten so desperate and so dangerous that 61% of those card-carrying leftists said, we want this guy out of here. Tuesday's recall election, Proposition H on the ballot, proved a bellwether of voter sentiment. Folks, when I tell you that conservatives are energized, but leftists who are leaving the other side are just as energized because you know what they have figured out? If they don't get in the game, they aren't going to have a place to live. They aren't going to have a life to live. They have watched Gavin Newsom shut them down. They have watched their crime rates go up. Nothing's being done. I told you guys years ago, my buddy bought me a leather jacket and he lost a bet. And I had my camera and my recorder. Today I wouldn't have even had a camera or a recorder. It would have been my phone. I would have had it with me. But I had a $1,000 rig of camera and recorder in the car. We left it in a car with my new leather jacket, covered it all up. Somebody came along. We went into to go see a friend of my buddy. He said, hey, man, come in, this guy, he'll give us a drink or two, and we can be on our way. We've been on the wharf and doing some other stuff. Come outside, windows smashed, and they stole my gear. Didn't steal my buddy's coat, because he bought one, but stole mine and my two cameras. Cops come up. They said, what do you want us to do? I said, go look for a well-dressed homeless dude, because he's probably the dude that's snapping pictures. Or go to the pawn shop where you pawn my stuff. Let's figure out who this dude is. They go, we can't do anything. Just the way San Francisco is. Now, this was well over 20 years ago. You know how worse it's gotten? Anyway, they said it could prove a bellwether of voter sentiment across the U.S., including New York City, where Manhattan D.A., Alvin Bragg has faced widespread criticism since enacting a slew of progressive policies after taking office in January. Yeah. Around the country, we have seen the rise of the so-called progressive DA, Richie Greenberg, a former Republican mayoral candidate and spokesman for the recall effort, said before the Tuesday vote. Well, let me tell you something. I gave you the numbers for Georgia. I'm going to give them to you again. 1,200. Let me go ahead and pull this up. I want to get it exactly right. 1.2 million is 1,193,000 and change. Republicans voted in the primary in Georgia. 714,000 Democrats. So let's just stop right there. 1.2 million to roughly 700,000. We're talking about a 500,000 vote swing in Georgia. Republicans. That number is up 96%, practically double. Democrats up 29%. If you want an index of enthusiasm, I just gave it to you. Now, translate that to every battleground state: Wisconsin, Pennsylvania, Colorado. Florida is no longer a battleground state. Texas certainly isn't. Neither one of those ever should have been. But go to the battleground states. If you get anywhere close to these numbers, you have a Republican landslide. Now, if you think this is new, that these midterm numbers are new, this is Trump carryover. That's why you're seeing things like, oh, Donald Trump's going to get stiff competition from a primary. He'll get primaried. He's not going to be a shoe-in, blah, blah, blah. Don't believe it for a second. DeSantis is the only person who could compete against Trump, and he can't beat Trump. Because most people I know, while they like DeSantis, they would pick Trump. Because Trump would be a lame duck president who has nothing to lose. And a guy who knows the game, number one. And number two, he knows the game. That's the biggest piece. He knows how he's going to get even. So I certainly am. He's going to get my vote. And I like DeSantis. I absolutely do. Anyway, they said, we here in San Francisco have lived it. We don't want to see this great city of New York fall in the way that San Francisco has. This is what, in other words, Greenberg is saying, we're going to go. This is a movement. This is not limited to San Francisco. Boudin's loss, they say. Oh, but before I get to that, it says this. New York does not have recall elections, but its governor is empowered to remove DAs who fail to do their jobs. Now, I don't think Holt, whatever her name is, will do it. The lady who replaced the Love Gov, I don't think she'll do it. You know what? I really don't know. I think that the political pressure could come to such a degree on her that she has to get rid of this DA. Because I'm telling you, folks, the good news, I want you to remember what this was all born of. This was born of George Floyd. It was born of all these so-called cops that were doing bad things, and they wanted to defund the police, and they did. They started defunding. Then they secretly started funding them back. Because you know what happened? The obvious. Crime went through the roof. In San Francisco, they say they've experienced an 8% across-the-board increase in crime. Now, this was after a previous, a previous increase. It ain't getting any better. This is ugly times for the Democrats. So anyway, the next thing they said is Boudin's loss followed February's recall of three San Francisco school board members amid outrage over their decision to spend time renaming one third of the city's schools instead of reopening classrooms closed due to the scandemic. Mayor London Breed, who in December announced a crackdown in which cops would be, quote, less tolerant of the bull crap that has destroyed our city, will name Boudin's replacement until a special election is held in November. Here's the bigger point to all of this. You're watching leftists finally say to themselves, we've had enough. Enough is enough. So this new mayor, Boudin, age 41, was barely elected in 2019 because, and I don't know whether they consider themselves a progressive or whatever, but they said the ultra-liberal San Franciscans didn't like him because he vowed, he had a vision to, quote, radical change how we envision justice, which included the following: prohibitions on seeking cash bail, prosecuting juveniles as adults and seeking tougher sentences under California's anti-gang or three strikes laws. The leftists can't stand it. But we are now at a moratorium where they are being forced to confront their evil. And this is where we want to be as conservatives, making them have to live their lives.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.